Hello, and welcome to the September 2025 episode of In Conversation with The Lancet Regional Health Europe. I'm Heather Brown, the journal's acting deputy editor. In our September issue, we have research papers on a wide range of topics, including a randomised trial of a biopsy service for donor kidneys, a study on socioeconomic factors in semaglutide use for weight loss, and a study on cancelled elective operations in the NHS in England. We also have papers on asthma, homelessness, drug-resistant TB, cancer survival, suicide, epilepsy, and much more. In our podcast today, we'll be focusing on a series of papers from our September issue on inequalities and disparities in cardiovascular health. The series is being launched at the European Society of Cardiology meeting in Madrid on the 29th of August, and it includes four review papers and two comments. I'm very pleased to be joined today by the chair of the series and author of one of the review papers, Professor Raffaele Bugiardini, and an author of one of the comment papers, Karen Padilla. Welcome, both of you. Raffaele, can you please introduce yourself?
I'm Raffaele Bugiardini, Professor of Cardiology at the University of Bologna, Italy, now. I have spent very much of my career working about cardiovascular disease prevention, treatment, management, particularly in women. And I'm the chair of the Lancet Regional Health Commission on the inequalities and disparities in cardiovascular care, as mentioned before.
So can you please tell us about how this series came about?
Oh, the series grew out of recognition that despite very urgent scientific progress, deeper persistent inequities in cardiovascular health still affect millions of people, especially in populations that are underserved. So the problem still exists. This is very serious because we work about for more than 30 years. So the fact that exists, it means that there is some gaps that we were not able to understand.
What four areas do the review papers cover and why did you choose to focus on those areas?
Yes, we focus particularly and initially on women, on racial and ethnic discrimination, older adults, that is a very huge problem growing up every day, and individuals with mental health conditions. We selected this group because also they represent both biological and social vulnerability.
What did you find most surprising when working on the papers?
The most surprising things that we are going to present at the European Society of Cardiology, and there is a very huge variability within Europe, at least, that was the first part we studied. Variability, for women, we have not that women die always more than men after an attack, but often, but not in all countries. This is an important thing. That they are not inevitable, so they are preventable. Otherwise, you would have a continuous spectrum with always the women die more than men, which is not true.
What do you think is the most important message from the series for our listeners?
That cardiovascular health equity is possible, as I said before. But we have to go on the deep. And because healthcare, education, housing, employment are all factors that they can determine the difference in disparities.
And as you mentioned before, the series is part of a wider commission project. Can you tell us about what are the next steps, what you have planned?
Oh, the next steps, of course, is the commission report. This was just the starting, but we had to work. What I, on behalf also of my colleagues, I'd like to say, that we want to work, do also research and not just recording what the others are doing. So the commission should work, not should be just a commission that is a huge review of what the things are going on. So this would be really a major shift.
That sounds great, thank you. And Karen, can you please introduce yourself?
Absolutely, thank you very much, Heather. And it's a pleasure and an honor to be here. My name is Karen Padilla. I lead the Heart Valve Disease Patient Council and Women and Heart Working Group at Global Heart Hub.
Can you tell us about the Global Heart Hub and its work?
Absolutely. Delighted to share a little bit of what Global Heart Hub does. It is the International Alliance of Heart Patient Organizations established to provide a voice for those living with or affected by cardiovascular disease. And we have at the moment over 150 patient organizations from 45 countries affiliated with us. And we really try to bring the patient voice to the fore and really advocate for patients to be equal stakeholders at every table.
And your comment provides perspectives from the patient community on disparities and inequalities. What sort of challenges are people living with cardiovascular diseases encountering?
This is a very interesting question, and we really can share some of the testimonies from our community. Some of them are included in the commentary that we were very honored to write for The Lancet. But certainly there are a lot of barriers that, as Professor Bujardini mentioned, are really critical for all other aspects of life. We see barriers to early detection, diagnosis, and equitable care in cardiovascular disease. And this is especially an issue among women and people living with multiple connected conditions. We know that women remain significantly understudied, underrecognized, underdiagnosed. And if we don't have the studies, there is very little that can be done to solve the problem. In addition to these, we can also see the impact of geographic, financial, social, and commercial determinants of health on people living with or affected by cardiovascular disease, and that includes their families, caregivers, and the wider community. Of course, there are also systemic obstacles such as restricted access to healthcare and biases across age, sex, race, ethnicity that we know that worsen the cardiovascular disease risk management and will, of course, also hinder care for high-risk group. And as Professor Bujardini also mentioned, cardiovascular disease also represents a burden on mental health. And it's really important. And that's something that we really hear every time that we speak with our community. It's really important to really recognize the importance of mental health in cardiovascular disease and provide patients with the support that they need.
So what are the main things you'd like to see change?
Firstly, I think it's, again, really engaging the patients in the process, in every process that has any impact on the patient's lives. They should be involved in research, involved in policy, and really ensure decision-making and as equal stakeholders throughout the whole patient journey. We know that cardiovascular disease continues to be the leading cause of death globally, and that is a huge cost on healthcare systems. So we're delighted and particularly happy to hear what Professor Bujardini mentioned about this commission report really being very actionable, because we need to work together to change the reality. And also there are some opportunities to have a national and regional cardiovascular health plans that can really help us tackle all these issues that are presented in this series.
Are there any other key messages that you'd like our listeners to take away from the series?
I think one of my key messages for your listeners is that tackling disparities in cardiovascular disease demands collective action. And we, as the global patient community, are already working with stakeholders worldwide to improve the patient's care pathways. As I mentioned, it's really crucial to ensure that patients are included in these conversations and solutions. The value of lived experience and also patient-reported data is indisputable. And the global cardiovascular disease patient community is ready to help and support equity-driven action. So please be sure to reach out to the community, because you will find people with lived experience and patient advocates that are ready to support any actions that you are planning.
Thank you both so much for talking to us today. And thank you for listening to this episode of In Conversation with The Lancet Regional Health Europe. You can read the series now online at thelancet.com, and you can subscribe to In Conversation with The Lancet Regional Health Europe wherever you usually get your podcasts.